Question Your World, created by the Science Museum of Virginia.
Hey there, got a second? Let's talk about time. One of the fundamental constructs of the universe and a rather intriguing topic for us humans. We tend to put a lot of time, into time. And that's why it's no surprise that recently we saw two different headlines about time which highlight the contrasting ways we humans approach the topic. First up, NASA is about to test a new atomic clock in space to help improve spacecraft navigation. Much like our car's GPS units, spacecraft need to know both time and position to find their destination. Currently, we send radio signals to and from spacecraft and use atomic clocks on Earth to get all that information. Even at the speed of light, this two-way communication takes... yep, you guessed it. Time. A spacecraft with a more accurate atomic clock on board could receive a signal from Earth and then calculate the rest of its course on its own, allowing for autonomous navigation and more precise control of future missions with astronauts on board. This microwave-sized atomic clock was carried into space by a Falcon Heavy rocket in the early morning of June 25th, and will orbit the Earth in a trial phase for about a year to see if we humans can measure time across the solar system. Meanwhile, back here on Earth, the small Norwegian town of Samaroy wants to abolish time. Yep, you heard correctly, they want to get rid of time. Largely due to the fact that this city in the Arctic Circle sees vast extremes of nighttime and sunlight based on the season. You still need time to measure seasons, but moving on. Since nightless summers there allow folks to swim at midnight or mow the grass at 2 in the morning or whatever else really, a group of citizens has now collected a third of the city's signatures in support of banning time. Critics say that this is more of a marketing ploy, but the campaigners insist that they're just trying to lobby for a more impulsive and less rigid lifestyle. Fully aware that they still need time for important things like hospitals, running the city, and basically everything else that happens on Earth. So yeah, there you go. Some people are looking to measure time more accurately, while others are trying to get rid of it altogether. Weird. Will NASA's atomic clocks pass their test run? Will Samaroy pass a law banning the measure of passing moments? Only time will tell.
For more information, please visit smv.org.